Well, let's go back to some of these other issues about biomarkers, and then I'm going to come back to you and think of some questions to throw out there to Randy. So we were talking about BRAF, and I wonder if you can go again. We're simple people. We just ask them what they do. Mm-hmm. But maybe you can talk a little bit more about management of metastatic disease when it's BRAF positive. And the two things that I've seen when I ask people is, when I say, what's your upfront therapy? I see a lot more investigators saying FOLFOXIRI Bev. And when I say, would you use anti-BRAF therapy, like the way they'll do it in lung cancer, like they're ready to do that. And what I've been hearing is they're not quite ready. There's trials out there. It's maybe not as solid, certainly not as the melanoma BRAF, maybe even the lung. So is that the way you see it?
So BRAF mutations are about 10% of all colorectal cancers. However, actually, BRAF is context specific. So BRAF in a patient who has metastatic colon cancer, those people do poorly. But actually, overall, though, it's not necessarily that way in people who don't have metastatic disease, because only about 3% of patients with metastatic disease have BRAF mutation, if you understand what I'm saying. So whether it's someone has metastatic disease as opposed to stage 2 or stage 3, there's definitely a context dependency that's really not totally clear.
And, I mean, in a way, that applies to MSI too, doesn't it? Because in the adjuvant setting, they do well, stage 2.
And there's an overlap, because remember, MSI, you know, is also associated with BRAF in patients who have sporadic. So patients
can you
who
go
have
back through that again?
So patients who have MSI, though it happens is that there are two groups. There are those patients who have an inherited predisposition, which is Lynch syndrome, and then they have a germline mutation in one of the DNA mismatch repair genes, or EpCAM. And so then they're the sporadics, and the sporadics basically turn off one of these genes by other mechanisms. They tend to be epigenetic mechanisms, and for reasons at least I'm not so clear on, is that patients who have MSI, and then you go ahead and you get the pathology report, and it comes up and it says MSI. And at least at UCLA and many other places, they do reflex BRAF testing. Because if the patient's tumor is BRAF mutant, it is sporadic. It is not Lynch syndrome. So therefore, we don't go down the genetic testing route into the genetics counselor looking for other things. So that's sort of a, you know, goes off to the side saying this is sporadic disease.
And are they linked? Or is it a higher incidence of BRAF in the MSI patients?
Yes. But the problem with BRAF mutation in metastatic disease is that these patients tend to do poorly. And there's also some biological differences between colorectal cancer and melanoma. Of course, BRAF, we think about the same V600E mutation that's the classic canonical mutation that you see in melanoma.